Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
This is the station you turn to first for live team coverage of breaking news. 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. Wichita's number one talk.
Good morning. It is 8 o'clock. This is the KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted. I'm Ted Woodward. It is Wednesday, May 18th. Stormy night in South Central Kansas. We have the story coming up, and the Pennsylvania Republican Senate primary is too close to call. Those details as well.
The city of Wichita sues Genesis Health Clubs. I'm Dan O'Neill.
I'm KNSS meteorologist Ann Holliday. A wild swing in temperature expected throughout the next several days, with the hottest day of the week likely on Thursday, with cooler temperatures arriving by the weekend. Our complete forecast here in just a few minutes.
Currently in Wichita, it is partly cloudy and 65 degrees. A thunderstorm rumbled through South Central Kansas just before midnight last night. The storm carried big lightning shows, high wind as it traveled from the northwest to the southeast. Wind gusts were clocked up to 58 miles per hour at Wichita's Eisenhower Airport, also at 60 miles per hour at McConnell Air Force Base. And that did trigger severe thunderstorm warnings for Sedgwick, Cowley, and Sumner counties for about an hour. The Republican primary for U.S. Senate in Pennsylvania remains undecided. Neck-and-neck battle between businessman Tom McCormick and Dr. Mehmet Oz, who is confident of a victory.
When our city on the hill is shining bright, others see it, and they make their cities bright as well. That's why I'm running for the Senate. That's why I'll be the next senator for Pennsylvania, and that's what I promise we will bring.
Mail-in ballots still need to be counted, meaning it's likely that a few days will pass before the race is officially decided. Republicans in North Carolina have turned to a member of the House of Representatives to try and hold on to a Senate seat in November.
Congressman Ted Budd is the choice of Republicans to fill the seat of retiring North Carolina Senator Richard Burr. He beat the likes of former Governor Pat McCrory and ex-Congressman Mark Walker. Budd told supporters the candidates took a unity pledge before any result was known.
We raised our hand to support the eventual winner of this primary. And that sends a clear message to the Democrats that this party is united.
They plan to be united against Democrat and former North Carolina Supreme Court Chief Justice Sherry Beasley, who would make history with a win. North Carolina has never had an African-American senator. Gernal Scott, Fox News.
The city of Wichita has filed a lawsuit against Genesis Health Clubs for failure to pay back the city for bonds that were issued to make improvements to the Wichita Ice Center.
The lawsuit alleges that the city of Wichita financed $760,000 $466 for Genesis Health Clubs to add a fitness center to the Wichita Ice Center. However, Genesis only made the first payment of $14,127.65 to the city in June of 2017 and has paid nothing since. The city of Wichita is attempting to recover $424,000 for breach of contract. Dan O'Neill, KNSS News.
The city of Wichita is currently without emergency towing services for city government. This after the city council failed to approve a new contract in a couple of separate votes.
The towing company submitted responses to the city's RFP in December. The parties negotiated a tentative agreement in February. Greg Ferris, who represents most of the towing companies, said they were asked last week about adjusting their proposed rates down. With rising costs for fuel, tires, and the like, they said no.
Don't blame us because somebody can't get their car out because they got it towed because the city called us and asked them to tow it. If you want to do something about that, you can do that. So don't tell us as a business that we have to be the charity.
It's not clear how the city will handle this responsibility in the short term. The next regular city council meeting is scheduled for June 7th. Rodney Price, KNSS News.
Wichita police can impound and tow vehicles that are deemed a traffic hazard or unsafe to drive, subject to seizure as evidence, reported stolen and recovered, or if the driver is taken into custody. Now, people who call a towing company to have their car taken to a dealership or to their home, they are not impacted by any of this. Coming up on 8:05 with Steve and Ted here on KNSS, we'll be taking a look at the first place Wichita Wind Surge baseball team. See what happened, a high scoring game last night, and we'll talk about that coming up. And a big shocker baseball birthday too, coming up in sports in just a few minutes. KNSS News Time, 8:05. With Steve and Ted here on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. U.S. Senator from Kansas, Dr. Roger Marshall, has joined the campaign to get the word out about the deadly drug fentanyl coming across the U.S.-Mexico border. Kansas Republican making a trip to the border.
We have five sheriffs from across the state of Kansas going with me. This will be my third trip to the border. I don't have to tell you all how bad the problem is or your listeners, but because of the fentanyl crisis, Kansas has become a border state.
Senator Marshall telling KNSS News he hopes the sheriffs will learn something that'll help keep all Kansans safe. President Biden condemning the shooting in Buffalo, New York, making more calls for gun reform. Fox's Alexis McAdams is in Buffalo with more.
President Biden and the First Lady paying their respects at a makeshift memorial in Buffalo. The president trying to ease the pain in the predominantly black community in the wake of the deadliest mass shooting in the city's history, which he called an act of terror. The chaos erupted on Saturday afternoon when the suspected gunman began firing in the parking lot of a top supermarket, killing 10 and injuring three others. Police say the gunman's intention was to kill as many black people as possible. The president says there is no room for this type of hate in America.
18-year-old Peyton Gendron faces first-degree murder charges and life in prison for the shootings. The lawyer for a New Hampshire man accused of killing his wife's co-worker and then forcing her to behead the man says she's to blame.
Prosecutors allege that Armando Barron used his wife Brittany Barron's cell phone to lure her co-worker Jonathan Amaral to a park one night in September of 2020 after discovering they were texting. There, prosecutors say he violently assaulted Amaral and tried to force his wife to shoot him, but she refused. Prosecutors say that's when Armando Barron allegedly shot Amaral three times himself. Brittany Barron told police her husband then forced her to drive Amaral's car with his body to a campsite where Armando Barron allegedly forced his wife to cut off Amaral's head and bury it and wrap the body in a tarp. Barron's lawyer argues his wife, Brittany, was the one who actually killed Amaral. Barron has pled not guilty and could face life in prison without parole if convicted. Ted Lindner, Fox News.
A new study finds that having too many children can harm your mental health.
The study in the journal Demography finds a correlation between the number of children parents have and the decline of their late-life cognition. Researchers discovering a big difference between having three or more children as compared with two. The reason? The added cost of living that comes with more children leads to what they call parental burnout. The researchers studying families in northern European countries. Gary Baumgarten, Fox News.
8:11 with Steve and Ted in the morning here on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS.
Traffic this morning. Well, we've got a stalled out vehicle westbound Kellogg, and it's right there at I-135. Potentially a slowdown when the traffic volumes are high out there. I'm also seeing right now some pretty slow traffic trying to get onto K-96 from northbound I-135. Just some heavy traffic there, and it's really slowing down. Traffic update from 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. I'm Jad Chambers.
And let's take a look at our weather forecast. Let's check in, find out how this Wednesday will go with meteorologist Dan Holliday. Good morning, Dan.
Good morning. We'll have cloud cover gradually moving on out, becoming mostly sunny today with temperatures approaching 80 by lunchtime, 85 later on this afternoon with winds becoming northerly. A clear sky tonight, our low 63. The hottest day of the week is going to be tomorrow with a high 93. And by the weekend, our highs only in the low 60s. I'm KNSS meteorologist Dan Holliday.
And currently in Wichita, it is mostly cloudy. We have a breeze out of the northwest. It is 65 degrees here on this Wednesday morning. Coming up on 8:13 with Steve and Ted here on KNSS. And as always, on a Wednesday morning at this time, it's time for Wednesdays with Wagle. Dr. Jason Wagle with Kansas Perio and Dental Implants. Good morning, Dr. Wagle.
Good morning, Ted.
You know, we always hear that you should go see your dentist twice a year. So maybe I need to ask if that is if that adage is accurate.
You know, Ted, we recommend that many people see their dentist twice a year and their periodontist as directed. We emphasize prevention, and we want to diagnose and treat small problems before they become major issues.
All right, you said many people. Are there? Does that mean there are exceptions?
Yes, you know, people who have good oral hygiene and health, you know, like brushing and flossing regularly, can usually do well with a twice a year schedule. However, people who have been treated for periodontal disease often need more frequent visits to stay healthy.
So what kind of frequency would we be talking about there?
We want to help patients with a history of gum disease keep their disease process under control. It's common for patients after finishing periodontal treatment to have two periodontal maintenance visits in our office at Kansas Perio every year, and also two cleanings in their general dentist office.
So how are those visits scheduled?
Usually on an alternating basis. Visits to the general dentist for cleanings, alternating with visits to the periodontist for periodontal maintenance every 3 months for a total of 4 visits per year.
So what do periodontal maintenance visits in your office, what's that entail?
The goal is to remove plaque and calculus from above and especially below the gum line to prevent bacteria from forming in pockets. We also do site-specific scaling and root planing to smooth the tooth roots to promote tissue reattachment and healing.
And what about the expense of those extra visits?
Really, it's a conservative approach, Ted, to protect a person's health and their investment in periodontal treatment. It's far more cost-effective to have periodontal maintenance than to be in a situation where additional active periodontal treatment is needed.
So, do you get good results?
Absolutely, Ted. With the cooperation of the patient and collaboration with the general dentist, we often are able to achieve excellent health results.
Well, I guess that's the good news, too. Make sure you do the upkeep and make sure you see the people you need to see.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Hey, thanks for talking to us, and have a great week. We'll talk to you next week.
All right.
That is Wednesdays with Wagle, sponsored by Kansas Perio and Dental Implants. When it's time to get serious about your smile, go to kansasperio.com, kansasperio.com. Wednesdays with Wagle with Dr. Jason Wagle. Kansas Perio and Dental Implants. Thank you, doctor. It is 8:15 with Steve and Ted here on KNSS, here on this Wednesday morning. And, you know, Steve McIntosh was in the chair for a couple hours this morning, but he's moved on with his day. And now I'll take us on home to the 9 o'clock hour. How about that?
Well, yeah.
As if I had a choice, you know, I'd better.
Not a lot of choice, yeah. I suppose. Well, I guess the choice is me, which that's not.
I guess that would be a choice. So you're telling me I can get out of here?
That's not a good choice, though. I think you should probably stay.
Okay. It's 8:16 with Steve and Ted here on KNSS. To hear Elon Musk tell it, bots may botch his plan to buy Twitter.
Really?
The billionaire and Tesla CEO boasting that acquiring the social media site would let him purge the site of annoying spam bots. But now he says there are too many bots. to let his $44 billion deal stand. It's one of the several public gripes that Musk has made since offering to buy Twitter.
I see.
Experts wonder if it's a ploy for Musk to back out or to get a cheaper price than what he agreed to.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I don't know. If you were wanting to get rid of him, if there were more to get rid of, you'd be a bigger hero. But, I don't know.
I'm sure he's trying to drive down the price. Or
hey, it's his billions. He can do with it whatever he wants to.
Yeah. That's what it all comes down to. Hey, Carrie Underwood is fixing to hit the road again. The 8-time Grammy winner releasing the schedule for her new concert series, the Denim and Rhinestones Tour. It'll kick off in October in South Carolina. And before it ends, she'll hit 43 cities in the U.S., including Madison Square Garden in New York, Nashville, and L.A. Final show will be on St. Patrick's Day next year in Seattle. So Carrie Underwood's going out on a big tour and making a lot of money. Selling a lot of albums. It's 8:17 with Steve and Ted here on KNSS, and let's take a look at what's going on in sports. And we'll start out with minor league baseball, the Wichita Wind Surge in first place, and it's a home week for the Surge, a 6-game home series downtown at Riverfront Stadium, as the Springfield Cardinals make their only visit of the season into Wichita. It got off to a slow start for the Surge last night, down 5-1 midway through the game. But then designated hitter Alex Isola hit a grand slam home run, got things tied up. And then Wichita finally broke through with 6 runs after the 7th inning stretch in the bottom of the 7th and came back to beat Springfield 11-9. Isola on the night, 3-for-5 and drove in 5 of the 11 runs. He's batting .325 on the season now. 2,300 on hand at the game last night downtown. Back-to-back wins for the Wind Surge, who has the top record in the Texas League. First place Wichita hosting Springfield, and that'll be tonight downtown at 7:05. Major League Baseball yesterday, 2 games up in Kansas City, up at Kauffman Stadium between the Royals and the Chicago White Sox. In the afternoon game, it's nice and quiet. Only 9,000 fans there, supposedly. Ooh. Probably fewer than that. The White Sox beat the Royals 3-0 as the Royals go 0-for-12 with runners in scoring position.
Well, at least they had runners in scoring position many times.
Yeah, but they didn't get any big hits. All right, so we go to Game 2, the night game last night. The Royals and the White Sox, once again, very short on runs for both teams. Great pitching for the Royals from the starting pitcher Brady Singer, going 7 scoreless innings, no walks, a career-high 9 strikeouts. Ooh, and the Royals did get some pretty good defense supporting Brady Singer along the way. And you heard the game last night on 97.5 and 1240 KFH.
Pitch to Beauty and a liner to left, and one hop to Benintendi. A good throw home will get the runner at the plate. He is out. Benintendi making a one-hop throw. Melendez made a good tag.
Nice defense there. You heard catching MJ Melendez, the rookie. Of course, we saw him last year in the Texas League. Got to see him down at Riverfront Stadium. Royals catcher Salvador Perez is out for a week and a half with a sprained left thumb. So we'll see a lot of MJ Melendez in the next week. And he came up with a big defensive play there with the tag out at home. He also came up with a big appearance at the plate.
Here's the 1-2 pitch, and that ball is well struck to deep right center field. Away back goes the center fielder. He leaps at the wall, and there it is. MJ Melendez, first major league home run. The Royals have a 2-0 lead.
And Casey would hold on to win it 2-1. So they did get a split of that day-night doubleheader yesterday. The White Sox and the Royals only play one game tonight, 7:05 at Kauffman Stadium. Listen to the game live on KFH. College baseball, NAIA regional play is going on around the nation, and a couple of our local teams are still alive. In a loser's bracket game yesterday, 17th-ranked McPherson beat Middle Georgia State 15-9. McPherson is still alive. Another elimination game today. It'll be 17th-ranked McPherson against 8th-ranked St. Thomas of Florida. That game is in Miami at 11 o'clock this morning. We also got another regional going on up in Bellevue, Nebraska, and 22nd-ranked Tabor is still alive. Tabor in an elimination game at 2:30 this afternoon. So those see McPherson and Tabor both still alive in regional play and baseball action. College men's golf, KU, is at the NCAA regional in Bryan, Texas. The top 5 teams advance to the NCAA championships. KU is currently in 6th position, but only 1 shot out of 5th place, Oregon State. So, KU just one stroke back, trying to make that up and get into the NCAA championships. Got to finish in the top five in the regional. Big day today for KU men's golf. Trying to keep the season alive. Final round of that regional today. And today is a big Shocker baseball birthday to a Shocker legend. Relief pitcher Jamie Bluma is 50 years old today. Of course, when he left Wichita State, he was the all-time saves leader for the Shockers. He was on three College World Series teams for Wichita State. And up in Omaha, Jamie Bluma was 3-0 in his career with two saves and a 0.48 earned run average. He was so good at the College World Series. Jamie Bluma is in the Shocker Sports Hall of Fame. He was drafted in the third round by the Kansas City Royals. Pitched for the Wichita Wranglers in 1995. Had four wins and 22 saves. By the following year, in 1996, he had made it up to the big leagues, pitched in 17 games for the Kansas City Royals, had five saves, then he got injured and never could make it back to the bigs after that. Did pitch for the Wranglers again in 1998, championship team in 99, and again in 2000, but couldn't get back to the big leagues. Still lives in the Kansas City area. Shocker baseball pitching legend Jamie Bluma. He is 50 today. And that is sports with Steve and Ted here on KNSS. 8:22 with Steve and Ted here on KNSS. Keep it here for traffic and weather update. And who should be accountable for bad behavior? The Sean Hannity Morning Minute is coming up here on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Good morning. It is 8:32. You are listening to 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. It is Wednesday, May 18th. Currently in Wichita, partly cloudy and 66 degrees. A driver was critically injured in a crash in southwest Wichita last evening on South Fern and Pawnee, just to the west of Seneca. It appears the vehicle struck a fire hydrant. The driver was hospitalized in serious condition now. Public utility workers were also called to repair that damaged fire hydrant. During the Goddard City Council meeting on Monday, Mayor Hunter Larkin announcing he's stepping down to focus on a state house race.
The people of Goddard need to know where my heart is and that I have the best interest of them in mind. And I want to be able to rest assure them. And so as of right now, just temporarily, I plan on stepping down as mayor and handing it over to Larry Zimmerman, our vice mayor.
Council member Michael Proctor asked if Larkin's action was a resignation or temporary. Vice Mayor Larry Zimmerman called it a resignation. Another council member made a motion to accept the resignation, and it was seconded. The council then voted to accept Larkin's resignation. Dan O'Neill, KNSS News.
Local officials are trying to educate the public about the dangers of a drug, fentanyl. Campaign is called One Pill Can Kill. Sedgwick County Commissioner Pete Meitner telling KNSS News.
We've done a really accelerated job of getting the news out. It's just scary that little, you know, granular, a third of the size of penny can kill these. And mainly the kids are the ones that are trying it, and meaning high school kids.
Commissioner Meitner commented during his weekly chat with Steve and Ted in the Morning on KNSS. And U.S. Senator from Kansas, Dr. Roger Marshall, also trying to get the word out on that. Those pills that are coming across the U.S.-Mexico border. The Kansas Republican is making a trip to the border with five sheriffs from Kansas.
Almost every day in the state of Kansas, somebody dies from a fentanyl overdose. So I'm hoping if our sheriffs get down there and kind of see what's crossing the border, maybe they'll learn something that helps keep all Kansans safe.
Senator Marshall says trying to get the word out, get the warning out to Kansas parents and youngsters. The first publicly held congressional hearings into UFO encounters in 50 years were held. Not any shocking revelations.
It's been a long time since UFOs were spotted near Roswell, but military pilots recorded some things more recently, and now Navy Intelligence Deputy Director Scott Bray tells Congress, whatever it wasn't a visitor.
We have detected no emanations within the UAP task force that would suggest it's anything non-terrestrial.
So what was it? They conclude it's unmanned small aircraft such as drones, which when viewed through the pilot's night vision goggles and recorded on their SLR cameras, appeared shaped as triangles. Eben Brown, Fox News.
It is 8:35 with Steve and Ted here on KNSS, and let's take a look at our weather forecast with meteorologist Dan Holliday. Good morning, Dan.
Good morning. We're seeing cloud cover gradually move on off to the east of us, and we become mostly sunny, warm this afternoon with a high 85. It'll be clear overnight, our low 63. Then sunny and hot weather settling in by tomorrow with a high in the low 90s, dropping right back down to 80 by Friday afternoon. I'm KNSS meteorologist Dan Holliday.
And currently in Wichita, it is partly cloudy. We have a breeze out of the northwest. It is 66 degrees here on this Wednesday morning. It's 8:36 with Steve and Ted here on KNSS, and that means it's time to blur that fine line between news and entertainment. And that's why it's called The Blur. Barring recalls, both Johnny Depp and Amber Heard wrapping up their testimony in the libel trial filed by the former Pirates of the Caribbean star against his ex-wife.
Depp's lawyer questioned Heard about a variety of incidents in which she says she was assaulted by Depp.
I have a mixed relationship with Johnny, and one in which I'm scared, one in which I love him very much.
It was during a fight in 2015 that Heard said she was sexually assaulted. Depp, on the other hand, says he was the victim.
And there is not a single medical record reflecting treatment for any of those injuries, is there, Ms. Heard?
I didn't seek treatment.
Depp is suing after Heard wrote in the Washington Post she was a public figure representing domestic abuse.
This is a man who tried to kill me. Of course, it's scary. He's also my husband.
Depp says he never physically abused his ex-wife. I'm Ed Donahue.
That report from the Associated Press. There's another Bill Cosby sex assault trial on the horizon, this time in California.
Jury selection begins next week in a case in which the comedian is accused of sexually assaulting a teenager at the Playboy Mansion in Los Angeles nearly a half century ago. Bill Cosby is not expected to attend the proceedings, but his lawyers will be there, and they're already trying to get the case thrown out before it starts. The issue is a recent filing by plaintiff Judy Huth. She says she now believes the assault was in 1975 when she was 16, and not 74 when she was 15. Cosby's lawyers say that should torpedo the case entirely. The judge seems inclined to disagree. The trial is set to begin Monday. I'm Oscar Wells Gabriel.
That report from the Associated Press. A prestigious international film festival getting underway.
The Cannes Film Festival is back after a canceled 2020 edition. The French Riviera Celebrity Fest rolled out the red carpet for the premiere of many films. 21 in all will vie for the festival's top prize, the Palme d'Or.
You should be at least a two-star admiral by now.
It will also host a handful of high-profile Hollywood titles, including Top Gun Maverick, Elvis, and 3,000 Years of Longing. Kicking off the festival will be the premiere of Final Cut, which was renamed from its original title Z, after Ukrainian protesters noted the letter Z symbolizes support for Russia's war in Ukraine. In Hollywood, I'm Michelle Polino, Fox News.
Let's see what's going on in the world of gaming.
Fox Bits.
Your inside is cheat code to gaming. I'm Eamon Dignam.
Video games? They'll make your brain rot.
And a new study suggests that may be wrong. Published by Scientific Reports on Nature.com, the study called, quote, the impact of digital media on children's intelligence while controlling for genetic differences in cognition and socioeconomic background, concludes that after 2 years, gaming positively impacted intelligence. The study checked 9,855 kids from 8 to 12, looking into the habit of those kids who spend 4 to 6 hours in front of a screen. Their focus is on the impact of screen time on intelligence, the ability to learn effectively, think rationally, understand complex ideas, and adapt to new situations. They also say, unexpectedly, watching videos also benefited intelligence, contrary to prior research on the effect of watching TV. Although they are unsure if side parental education had played a role in this study. That's Fox Bits for Fox News.
I could have told him that. Look at me.
Case in point. Hey, there's a new class heading into the Country Music Hall of Fame.
Rock and Roll Hall of Famer Jerry Lee Lewis and late country singer Keith Whitley are among the latest inductees in the Country Music Hall of Fame. Also joining the famed Hall, music executive Joe Galante. Lewis was introduced by country duo Brooks and Dunn and said, I was wondering if they were ever going to induct me. The artist, nicknamed The Killer, found initial fame under the guidance of Sam Phillips at Sun Records in Memphis. His career was nearly derailed early on over the scandal of his marriage to his 13-year-old cousin Myra. His hits included Great Balls of Fire and a whole lot of shaking going on. Michelle Polino, Fox News.
Let's get up close with a celebrity.
The Fox Celebrity Profile with MasterChef Junior Judge Daphne Oz, author of the new cookbook, Eat Your Heart Out, All Fun, No Fuss Food to Celebrate Eating Clean. Oz spoke about how amazed she is by the young, talented chefs on MasterChef Junior.
It's phenomenal. It is so, first of all, it's inspiring. It's really awe-inspiring. Even as someone who lives and works with the best chefs in the country and in the globe, like when you see 8 to 13-year-olds making their own pasta, deboning fish, you know, nailing a flambe. I mean, it's mind-boggling. And they are, first of all, so joyful. They are just fun, and they're there with so much passion, and they're game to play and game to experiment. Every week you see them grow. It's such a positive and uplifting show in that way. And I have kids 8, 6, 4, and 2. We watch the show together. And I think it can be really hard to find a show genuinely everyone in the family enjoys. And it happened. MasterChef Junior is far and away it's a fan favorite in our house. Really, it's just an incredible show that keeps the energy high, keeps the learning there. It's so entertaining.
Ashley DeVore, Fox News.
One TV show inviting you to take your word game obsession to the next level.
Wheel of Fortune is hitting the road for its first ever live tour, aptly titled Wheel of Fortune Live. It's set for 60 dates across the country, kicking off September 8th. So if you fancy yourself a Wordle warrior, then this is your ticket to some cash prizes for your mental mastery. Fans will be able to spin a replica of the iconic wheel and solve puzzles on the tour's puzzle board to win prizes including $10,000 or trips to Paris and Hawaii, among others. Additionally, other audience members will randomly be selected to win cash and prizes. The show, which began in 1975, is one of the longest syndicated game shows in the country. It's hosted by Pat Sajak and Vanna White. Michelle Polino, Fox News.
All right, let's take a look at the late night crew. The Late Late Show with James Corden, CBS.
One of the most watched races is in Pennsylvania, where Dr. Oz is trying to win the Republican nomination for Senate. My apologies to Dr. Oz. I cannot cross party lines. I'm a Dr. Phil guy through and through.
Late night with Seth Meyers, NBC.
Sweden announced yesterday it will apply to join NATO. Wow. First Finland, now Sweden. It seems like every day we're learning about another country we could have sworn was already in NATO.
And the Late Show with Stephen Colbert, CBS.
Before the invasion, Putin said that any of Russia's neighbors joining NATO would be a red line for the country. But yesterday, Putin said Sweden and Finland joining NATO would cause no problems. Apparently, Russia is switching military tactics from naked aggression to passive aggression. Because no problem never means no problem. That's rule number one in dealing with dictators and mothers. Oh, you're not coming home for Christmas because you're going to Costa Rica with your new girlfriend? No problem.
A little radio history. It was 100 years ago on this day. Warren G. Harding became the first U.S. president heard live on radio.
Wow.
He was giving a speech to the United States Chamber of Commerce in the nation's capital, and that was carried by the Navy broadcasting station, NOF.
Oh, okay. Cool.
The first time a president was ever heard on radio. Warren Harding, 100 years ago on this day. All right. Couple of birthday anniversaries. He was born 120 years ago on this day. Meredith Willson, composer, conductor, musical arranger, band leader, playwright, author. Of course, he's best known for writing the script, the music, and the lyrics for the big Broadway hit The Music Man, which became one of the biggest Broadway shows in American history. He was also twice nominated for Oscars for film scores. He also wrote the Christmas song, It's Beginning to Look a Lot Like Christmas. Born in Mason City, Iowa, the great Meredith Willson, the music man. He was born 120 years ago on this day, rather.
Wow. And you had to, from all the music you could have taken out of the music man, had to go with 76 trombones.
It was easiest to find.
I can close my eyes and see this sheet music passing before me as this is playing. Any trombone player can.
You're welcome.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
And how about this voice? He was born 110 years ago on this day.
Find a wheel and it goes round, round, round as it skims along with the happy sound.
Harry Como.
That's better.
Was born 110 years ago on this day in Cannonsburg, Pennsylvania. He was all set to become a barber. Then he got into the music business. Stayed there for the rest of his life. Signed with RCA Victor, and he was there for 44 years. Got 5 Emmys. He was great on television. He shared a Peabody Award with Jackie Gleason. He was inducted into the Academy of Television Arts and Sciences Hall of Fame. He was a Kennedy Center honoree. After he passed, he got a Grammy Lifetime Achievement Award. 3 stars on the Hollywood Walk of Fame for his work in radio, TV, and music. One of my all-time favorites. Christmas isn't Christmas without Perry Como,
Perry
for goodness
Como,
sakes.
Yeah.
The great Perry Como, one of my heroes. He was born 110 years ago on this day. And that's entertainment news in the blur with Steve and Ted. Coming up, a traffic and weather update is on the way, and we've got a local business update from the Wichita Business Journal as well. KNSS News Time, 8:46. With Steve and Ted on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. A local business update from the Wichita Business Journal is on the way. We'll tell you about the Wichita Art Museum with some news and change of personnel. Now, Steve and Ted, it's time for 3 big things.
3.
The Wichita City Council failing to agree on a government contract for emergency towing services.
2.
A late-night thunderstorm brings strong winds and a spectacular lightning show for south-central Kansas.
1.
The Pennsylvania Republican U.S. Senate primary election is too close to call. Three big things with Steve and Ted, 98.7 and 1330 KNSS.
All right, just within the last few minutes, we've had a traffic accident. This is on eastbound K96. It's right around Oliver. Traffic really backing up around there, so you'll want to avoid this one if possible. Again, that's eastbound K96 around Oliver. Traffic really starting to back up there after a traffic accident. Traffic update from 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. I'm Jed Chambers.
And our weather forecast here on this Wednesday, we're looking at a mostly sunny and warm day with a high of 85 degrees, overnight low down to 63 under a clear sky. Then tomorrow, it'll be sunny and hot on Thursday with a high 93. Currently in Wichita, we have a breeze out of the northwest. It is partly cloudy and 66 degrees on our way to a high today of 85. Don't forget, the Glenn Beck program is coming up right after our show. Glenn Beck every weekday morning from 9 to 11, right here with Steve and Ted on KNSS. Good stuff, hitting a lot of the topics of the day. 8:53 with Steve and Ted. Now it's time for a local business update from the Wichita Business Journal. The Wichita Art Museum's Board of Trustees announcing that Ann Craybill is going to serve as the museum's new director and chief executive officer. Craybill will start at the Wichita Art Museum in mid-August. She's currently the director and CEO of the Westmoreland Museum of American Art in Greensburg, Pennsylvania. Craybill is replacing Patricia McDonnell, who announced last summer that she would be stepping down this year. The crash of a Boeing 737-800 in China earlier this year could have been intentional. According to a report from the Wall Street Journal, flight data from the downed airliner indicates someone in the cockpit manipulated the controls, pushing the plane into its deadly nosedive. That report, citing unnamed sources, said to be familiar with U.S. officials' preliminary investigation into the crash, and that does include info from one of the black boxes recovered from the crash. China is still the main investigating body into the crash of that China Eastern Airlines flight, which went down in the mountains in the southern portion of China on March 21st. U.S. investigators are also part of the probe. They started their role in late March. And Wichita-based drone company Ag Eagle Aerial Systems says difficulty with the supply chain and the broader economy impacted its financial performance during the first quarter. Ag Eagle says in its first quarter earnings report, gross profit margin of sales declined from 63% down to 36% year over year. And that is a local business update from the Wichita Business Journal.
Real quickly, I've got another traffic update. This was originally marked as just a stalled out vehicle, but now they're saying it's in the lane of traffic. It's southbound I-135, 21st Street. Might want to avoid that too.
Gotcha. Thanks for the information. Hey, the regional high school regional softball tournaments were held all over the state yesterday. Congratulations to our area softball teams that are now going to the state tournament. They include Valley Center, Clearwater, Andale Garden Plain, Kingman Norwich, Bell Plain, and Leon Bluestem. All those softball teams are heading to state.
Yeah, good work.
Clearwater is 21-1.
Awesome.
Leon Bluestem is 22-1. Got some good softball teams heading to state here on the high school level. All right. Thanks for joining us here on this Wednesday morning. We'll be back here again tomorrow. Stay tuned for Glenn Beck and then the Dana Show with Dana Lash, Sean Hannity after that. News and updates all day. Steve and Ted in the morning, 98.7 and 1330 KNSS Wichita. Thanks for being with us. Have a great Wednesday.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.